Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Giovanni Cortolo on the show. Giovanni is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And he works hard every day up there to keep up with what's going on and to try to impact as much as possible some of the damage that Washington does to small businesses. And it's a losing battle, I think, sometimes, but he tries hard. Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You know, we certainly have victories. They're far and few in between. But it's always great to hear you and all the good things that you're doing for small business. Because I tell you, we need a lot of good people on our side.
Well, we sure do, and there's too much work to do. Hey, Giovanni, one of the things you guys have been reporting on is the Dodd-Frank bill and identifying some of the places where it's crossed over the line, where it went too far, that kind of thing. Can you talk to us about that, what you're seeing now?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, a lot of small businesses really don't realize how much of an impact that Dodd-Frank is having and will have on them. We just released a study. It's called FAR, and that's Fixed, Add, or Replace. And it really goes through Dodd-Frank section by section and shows all the different opportunities that we really need to work on to really make it, bring it up to speed. We really need control over our capital markets, but not to the extent that Dodd-Frank does it. It really missed some opportunities.
Well, and also there's some other things that are going on inside of Dodd-Frank, Giovanni, that I've been writing and reporting on lately for the last couple of years since Dodd-Frank came out, and that is the way that the government and the regulators are treating community banks as if they were not too big to fail but too small to matter, and treating them as if they were little big banks. And that's one of the very dangerous things that's happening with these new financial regulations that's hurting small banks and by association hurting small businesses.
You are 100% correct, because they're casting a wide net. Community banks were not supposed to be under a lot of the regulations of Dodd-Frank, yet you see regulators and you see the government kind of casting a wide net because they want more control. And when you eliminate, that's one of the key sources for small businesses to obtain loans, because those banks, those loan officers know the small businesses intimately. It's not like it's they're applying for a loan.
Plus, Giovanni, the big banks created the ultimate financial collapse. Small banks did not do that.
Yeah, well, I hate to cast stones, but I mean, you're correct. I'm casting stones. Yeah, there are a lot of there's a lot of blame to go around, but it certainly wasn't with the smaller banks.
Well, clearly, the initial thing was the government regulation, the expansion of the Community Reinvestment Act by the government. And lowering the standards so that began the cascade, but the people who ultimately drove it into the ground were the big banks. The little banks didn't do that. And I'll tell you something, Giovanni, that to the degree that Dodd-Frank impedes community banks, they're impeding the people that you and I know create over half the economy and sign the front of over half of all paychecks.
Absolutely. You know, the community bankers, and I've dealt with a lot of them. We have a lot of members that are community banks. They really need to have a lot more freedom. They know their customers. They don't need the regulators to be part of their loan committee.
That's right.
And I mean, that's what's happening.
That's right.
There's loans out there that are going unfulfilled by small businesses because you have regulators that are casting this wide net and requiring such capital requirements for these loans that is making it unfeasible for smaller banks, smaller community banks, to make the loan.
Well, that's right. And here's what's worse, Giovanni, in my opinion. I don't know whether you know this or not, but the last 2 years there have been no new banks chartered, not one new bank, and yet we've lost banks by failure or consolidation. So we're not replacing the community banks that we're losing, and I'm worried that one day we're going to get into a tough situation because regulations and the environment is making it where it's not really feasible or attractive for people to create new banks. That's not good for America, Giovanni.
No, you're exactly right, Jim.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Giovanni Cortolo, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.